Imagine you got laid off while caring for a toddler, and that actually becomes the catalyst for building a business that runs itself. Well, you know we love stories like this here on Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. Welcome. This scenario is exactly what Erica Kosminski discovered when losing her HR job forced her to transform a simple service idea into a scalable transcription empire. We're going to focus this episode around building teams without hiring employees, which is exactly what Erica did. And this is part of our weekend workshop segment. It's all about helping you learn the key steps to a new hustle, one step or concept per week. We are using the book Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days as our text. This story today actually comes from a previous book I wrote, The $100 Startup. So we're using these stories as examples to kind of talk through the concepts, show you how you, in fact, can apply these principles in your own way. So for the first half of the year, we went through the 27 steps in the book Side Hustle. Now we're doing these more detailed case studies. Let's talk about Erica Kosminski. So she was a working parent living the exhausting reality of modern working parenthood and just life and busyness, et cetera. She was an HR professional for a pharmacy chain, working long hours during the week while her partner handled childcare. And the weekends were kind of role reversal. You know, she would take care of their two-year-old while her partner worked his shift work. So this tag team approach to parenting and employment kept the family afloat, but it was unsustainable emotionally. Both parents were constantly tired, quality family time, difficult to find. So when Erica was unexpectedly laid off, the initial shock gradually transformed into relief. She had been thinking about starting her own service business, but never had the time to pursue it seriously. And now the unemployment gave her the opportunity she needed. Erica decided to launch a transcription service, converting audio recordings of conference calls, interviews, and meetings into written documents. And this seemed like a logical choice because the work could be done from home on a flexible schedule. The demand appeared steady, at least at the time. Now, her first idea, or first strategy, was to offer real-time transcription at live conferences. Erica was thinking she would attend events, type during presentations, and deliver completed transcripts before attendees left. It seemed like a cool idea that would be like a natural differentiator that could justify premium pricing. But this real-time service proved problematic for two big reasons. One, the actual demand for the service was much scarcer than Erica had anticipated. Event organizers either handled transcription internally or just didn't prioritize it at all. And then, perhaps more obviously, attending live conferences directly conflicted with her childcare responsibilities. Unpredictable scheduling, travel requirements, etc., made it difficult to maintain reliable childcare. So Erica realizes she needs to pivot quickly or risk failure before the business has a real chance to succeed. Now, thankfully, she does find a way to turn it around. I'm going to tell you all about it, what the outcome was, and how you might apply this concept for yourself right after this quick break to say thanks to our sponsor. When Erica researched the basic transcription market, she discovered a lot of competition from established companies offering a commodity. Like most competitors position themselves as pure transcription providers. They would convert audio to text, but they refused to provide any additional formatting or design work. And so this limitation created problems for Erica's target market, which was solopreneurs and small businesses who needed transcripts but didn't have a graphic designer or a layout specialist. So they would get these accurate text files, or at least semi-accurate, but had to figure out the formatting themselves. And Erica was like, maybe this is my service. Maybe I can provide transcription plus basic formatting and an attractive layout as a standard service. So this would actually solve her clients or her target market's complete problem rather than just part of it. Erica repositioned her transcription service around comprehensive document delivery. She's no longer thinking about live events, but she is thinking about how to include good formatting, logical organization, presentation-ready layout in every project. So this approach immediately set her apart from competitors. And for busy small business owners, Erica's service eliminated multiple steps and vendors from their workflow. So the next challenge she experiences is scaling. Within 3 months of launching her refined service, Erica realizes that she's got more work than she can handle personally. And rather than hiring employees, she makes a strategic decision to build her team exclusively through contractors. And this approach provided crucial flexibility for managing the seasonal nature of transcription work. because a lot of months she's very busy, summer months she's not. It just kind of goes back and forth. And so the contractor model allowed her to scale up and down without the fixed costs and legal complications of traditional employment. As the business grew, Erica transitioned from doing transcription work to managing the operation entirely, not doing any transcriptions at all. So she focused on client relationships, quality control, and business development. And this evolution was tested when her kid contracted a serious flu that required Erica's full attention for 3 weeks. Because she had built systems and trained her team effectively, most clients never realized she was unavailable. The business continued operating smoothly without her direct involvement. Now, this story, this approach demonstrates the importance of building a business that can operate without constant owner involvement and also without employees by focusing on contractors. And I've done much the same in my business as well. I found that it's much more flexible to have contractors. And just to be clear, a lot of people prefer it that way as well. Like a lot of contractors are happy with that. They're not all seeking full-time employment. A lot of them want to work with multiple clients or just have flexibility of their own, as opposed to having a full-time job with everything that's involved there. So the differentiation strategy that Erica chose, it can work across a lot of service industries. The key is to identify gaps between what competitors provide and what customers actually need. So it could be adding design to writing, adding consultation to implementation, adding follow-up to delivery. Whatever it is, there's always an opportunity whenever a service provider stops short of solving a complete problem. So what complete problem can you solve? Sometimes those best opportunities are not about revolutionary innovations. I mean, transcription is not like a unique service that no one had ever offered before, but it is something that a lot of business owners needed. So the best opportunities are about doing ordinary work well while solving problems that somebody else might choose to ignore. I'm going to leave you with that today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. I'll be back in a week with the next weekend workshop. And of course, other episodes in between. New episode every day, 7 days a week, always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. From the Onward Project.